Well, that's the latest from Wiki Madad on the body politic of the Jewish people in the state of Israel. With a new government and all that's happening, a possibility of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas falling apart. But on the body politic of the Palestinian people, I'm going to go now to Maurice Hirsch. He is with the organization Palestinian Media Watch. He and that team are responsible for monitoring the daily activities of the Palestinian media, both electronic and also print media. Maurice, thank you for joining us today, giving us insight into what's happening among the Palestinian people. I read one of the polls that is indicating that the Palestinian support for Hamas spiked, actually, during that 11-day war. What can you tell us about that?
Well, so, Jimmy, we have to really understand what were the underlying currents that brought about the war. Mahmoud Abbas had planned elections at the behest of the Biden administration and the European Union. He didn't want to have elections and was looking for any excuse to cancel them. He didn't want elections because he knew that his Fatah party would lose and that Hamas would win. He eventually cancelled the elections, and that started really a race between the two main parties, Fatah and Hamas, who would be seen as the person most defending the Palestinians' rights to self-determination. Him and Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah started violence in Jerusalem, and Hamas followed soon after. So really, the whole war was basically a political battle between Fatah and Hamas and had nothing to do whatsoever with Israel or any of Israel's policies. And so now you have the development of, they've started the war, they've managed to fire 4,500 rockets at Israel's civilian population to close down Ben-Gurion, Israel's international airport, and that is seen by the Palestinian population as being a tremendous success. They fundamentally support, unfortunately, that is the picture that is being created, they fundamentally support violence against Israel, designed to kill Israeli citizens.
Maurice, as I understand it, Hamas is at that point when they're ready to break the ceasefire with Israel. The fact is they started sending the fire bombs, starting a number of fires in the southern part of the state of Israel. Do you believe that Hamas is ready to break that ceasefire today?
So we have to understand who fundamentally Hamas is. Hamas is a terrorist organization. Their goal is to create terror wherever they can, for as long as they can, and at every opportunity that they have possible. They have no interest in anything else. They have no interest really in upholding any type of ceasefire with Israel. They see from their actions that when they invoke violence, they actually improve their popularity with the Palestinian population, and therefore they have no incentive to merely sit back, control, and govern. That is their fundamental terrorist nature, and that has to be understood. And so when you see, are they interested in breaching the ceasefire? Yes, of course, because their goal, their stated goal of the Charter of Hamas is to bring about the destruction of Israel. And so that's the goal that they're working to achieve all day, every day. That's something which I think most people don't necessarily understand, that these people are just inherently evil, and they're looking to impose their evil Islamist worldview on everyone, first starting with the destruction of Israel.
I do know that Hamas in the past has made a statement, even after the ceasefire, that they had some 10,000 Palestinian men who were ready to be suicide bombers. Now, is that bravado, or do they really mean that's available for them at this point in time?
Well, unfortunately, I think that many or a great part of the population in Gaza has been so fundamentally brainwashed over the last 15 years of Hamas rule in Gaza. You're talking about children up to the age of 15 who have never seen any type of other leadership. They've always learned in those Hamas schools that teach them that dying for Allah, martyrdom, is the highest goal of Islam. So I think you have the, many of the, those people who are were willing to die during the war and even just prior to the war. One of the Hamas leaders said they already have the factory for creating suicide belts for all the potential terrorists. Again, that's going back to the previous answer. That's their fundamental terrorist nature. Their goal is to kill people, as many people as possible. And if they send their children, their cousins, their neighbors' children to do that terrorist work, well, then that's just fine.
I do know that, Maurice, part of your activities with PowelWatch.org, and by the way, that's their website address, PowelWatch.org, Palestinian Media Watch, that the article you have up that I read just today is about a Palestinian martyr cult. In other words, those who are preparing to be those suicide bombers. Talk to us about that cult. How definite, how serious is this among the Palestinian people?
Well, so here, Jimmy, obviously you're touching on something which your listeners have to understand is of a fundamentally different nature. Here we're not talking about Hamas. Hamas are the evil terrorists. They're imposing their fundamentalist Islam worldview on everybody. Here you're talking about this culture of death and martyrdom, of terrorism, that is promulgated by the Palestinian Authority, by Fatah, by the so-called moderates. If you listen to much of the discussion after the war, there was much talk about, especially from even the Secretary of State of the United States, of now empowering and strengthening the Palestinian Authority, strengthening Mahmoud Abbas, because he's not Hamas. What he's teaching his population is almost no different from Hamas, this culture of martyrdom, of death, one of his senior leaders, kissing the clothes of a terrorist who had been killed. We're talking about fundamentally warped ideology. What people tend to see and understand are the moderate, because they're moderate in compared to Hamas, possibly, but not when compared to other functioning societies that obviously don't teach that type of depravity.
And on that article on PowelWatch.org, it indicated that even the mothers think that their children as suicide bombers are more important than even going up to be an adult in the Palestinian world. They consider the land of Palestine more important than their children. Is that really what they're building all of these desires on?
We had, unfortunately, a video just a few months ago where a child is telling the story of a mother and his little boy. The little boy has excelled in his studies and has been promised a present by his mother. And he comes home and he shows her the test and he says, "Sir, well, now I would like my present." And so she brings out the present, and the present is an AK-47 rifle, a Kalashnikov rifle. And he gives her the present, and the boy's looking at her and says, "Well, what's this?" He says, "This, my son, is your present. Because you are not destined to be happy. You are destined to be a martyr. You are our ammunition." That's a video that was spread and promulgated by Fatah, by Mahmoud Abbas's party, this moderate, so-called moderate party. Parents who tell their children that they are merely ammunition, that they have no right to be happy, no aspiration to be happy, just to die for the cause. That's something which, unfortunately, we've seen. And we've seen a tremendous amount of in the media being spread by Fatah every day. This is that same martyrdom culture that the reporter discussed. And unfortunately, it's not a one-off event. It's something that is repeated time after time after time. And then you ask yourself, well, how can it be that Hamas says that they have 10,000 potential suicide bombers? Because this is what they teach their children from such a young age.
We have then, with this philosophy among the Palestinian people and the two factions of the body politic of the Palestinians, Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and then Fatah under Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president, a philosophy that says this is not over. A ceasefire may be a temporary time for them to reload and go after the Jewish state of Israel again. But it looks like that ceasefire is not destined to last very long because Hamas and Fatah are not going to allow that to happen. Would that be your thinking as well, Maurice?
Indeed it is, Jimmy. Sadly enough, this is at the moment a never-ending cycle of violence. It's what Golda Meir said, that the violence will only stop when the Palestinians love their children more than they hate us. At the moment, the situation is still the opposite. They hate us more than they love their children.
Maurice Hirsch, the man who is a part of the team Palestinian Media Watch, palwatch.org, their web address, and a very important report for those listening across the United States and around the world here on Prophecy Today, for you to have heard this report. Maurice, thank you so very much. Very important information to pass along. Appreciate it. We'll have another conversation down the road.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Stay well.